Good morning, sister saints. Praise the Lord for this day. Hey, I am super blessed this morning. We were able to get up and go outside and have coffee. And in van life, that's kind of a rare thing unless you're at a campground or a place that allows that. And many parking lots don't. So we don't abuse the grace that's given to travelers to be able to park in parking lots. But this is a truck stop where they're pretty laid back and we have a nice corner parking spot. And it's by a lake. We know this place. We've been here before. We're traveling to our next preach for the weekend. And on one side of me, if I look to the right, I see a super busy highway. And if I look in front and to the left, I see beautiful, awesome creation. So just sharing a little bit of my view here as I share some good morning thoughts with my sister saints. I'm moving my phone here so I can find my notes. I was going to read Jeremiah 2:1. I was reading this last night and I was thinking about this. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me saying, and I stopped right there and I was like, the word of the Lord came to me. Oops, I just lost my glasses. The wind blew them off. So the word of the Lord came to me and I was pondering that and I looked it up, and in the Old Testament, there's tons and tons of scripture verses that say pretty much that same phrase. And I was just thinking, because God was speaking directly to man at that time. And then I was just thinking about how today we have the written word of God and we have it hidden in our hearts, and how the how the Holy Spirit brings the word of the Lord to us in all our different situations. And let's see, John 14:26. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. So the word of the Lord, through the Holy Spirit, through the scriptures, can come unto us. I love that. And I was thinking about as we go through our days, being Christ-centered, that everything we do can reflect the teachings and thoughts of the Lord. You know, his word will come to remembrance in them. Like I was just talking about seeing this beautiful lake or pond here in front of us, and we can think about how God created it all and we can marvel at his wondrous works. I can also look over to the other side and see the busy world and think about how the word of the Lord tells us to be wise as serpents and gentle as doves and to go forth and preach the gospel because it's dark and end times coming. I mean, in every situation we can ponder and the word of the Lord will come to us. And when our days are good, we can be extra thankful and more productive for the Lord. And then if we go through trials, we can remember all the sufferings that Christ did. He suffered all things for us. And so by his power and his strength, we can get through it all. And so anyway, through our days, the word of the Lord comes to life. I'm getting tongue twisted today. The word of the Lord comes to life in our days. We have the scriptures. We have the Holy Spirit. We have our remembrance of it all. It's all hidden in our heart. And so we're like so superly and richly and abundantly blessed to have all this. So I was going to read, because we know someday the word, which is the Lord, which is Christ, is going to come back. Matthew 25:13. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. Matthew 24:27. For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. So the word of the Lord, what does it say? How did I say it? The word of the Lord came to me. Well, we see the word, who is Christ, is going to be coming back, or we're going to him. So anyway, praise God. Just sharing some thoughts, sisters. I hope your day is joyous in him. And the Lord be praised in our daily life lived for him.